We are recording. This is a resumption of the hearing for the M3 Eagle LLC application to appropriate water. Date is July 9th. The hour is approximately 9:15. And based on our discussion prior to going on the record, there is some evidence that needs to be presented through Mr. Alan Smith that we talked about at the close of the hearing at the last session that we conducted, and there were some revisions that would be made to a map, and that map was offered as an exhibit previously, and I think the hearing officer did not allow it into the record at the time. But I think there's been some reconstruction of the map and exchange of the information between the parties, and Mr. Smith, at this time I'll allow you to present evidence with respect to the map, and then that would be new evidence or direct testimony, and then I'll allow you to present redirect evidence as well. So you wish Mr. Jason Smith to be a witness? Is that correct? If you come forward, Mr. Smith. And Jason Smith, I'll remind you, you're under oath.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You may examine Alan Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. We would, for the record, move at this time to reopen the direct only for the foundation purposes on the bar graph and the map. Mr. Smith, would you step to that bar graph and the map and I don't know if you can reach that up at the top. Would you, with the marker pin, put replace or above the dry well? So read replaced or dry wells, and also do the same on the legend, the map legend.
Okay. This would happen for myself. So you want this to say replacement or dry?
Yes, replaced or dry wells. The same with the map legend.
Okay. Should do it.
Thank you. One housekeeping matter I wanted to take up before we go into the foundation here. I believe you referred to those stick-on dots on the map as red dots.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lawrence referred to them as pink dots.
I
have referred to them as orange dots. But those are all the same. Those are the replacement wells.
Yes.
Whether you call it a pink dot, an orange dot, or a red dot.
Yes, sir.
And those show the replacement wells according to the Department of Water Resource records?
Yes, and that's only from 2005 through 2008.
Right. The green dots that you've shown on the map, the green stick-ons, those are all municipal wells?
Yes, those are bigger wells, and they're also in that same time frame, from 2005 to 2008 only.
And the yellow or tan dots, those are permitted wells, as far as you know, are not yet producing or pumping?
Yes, and that's according to Department of Water Source records as of, that was probably about the end of March, right before when we had to have all our evidence in. So it was spring of this year.
All right, would you go to the bar graph? You show one well there replaced in 2005.
Yes, sir.
And is that 2005A on the well drillers reports?
Yes.
Would you provide a copy of that to the hearing officer, please?
I believe
council has a copy.
Yeah, that's the same as what we dropped off to you, Jeff, Michael.
All right, that one well was a Travis Richet well?
Yes, it was. That's 2005A.
And that was replacement well, or do you know?
Yes, that was a replacement well for his existing well. He is on Rush Lane, which is, that's about a half mile, well, it's about the center of the section between Twiggy Feather, Beacon Light, Eagle, and Valentine. He's off the end of Rush Lane off of Valentine.
And that's marked as dot 2005A?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to 2006.
Okay.
2006A. Could you state what that well is, please?
That is the Lonnie Morris well. This is also a replacement well. He is off of 3875 North Valentine, which is about a half mile north or so of floating, or of Beacon Light on Valentine Lane, just to the west of Valentine Lane.
All right, go ahead to the next one, 2007B.
2006B?
No. Yeah, 2006B.
Okay. That's the Bob Wood residence. He's 1380 Meander, which is just to the east of the one we just pointed out. Did you want me to point out each one of these? Or?
You can.
Okay. Whatever you want. There was the Lonnie Morris well. Here's the Bob Wood well. It's about a half mile north of Beacon Light and probably about a half mile west or east of Valentine.
That's on Meander Street?
Yes, 1380 Meander.
So there were two wells in 2006?
In that study area, the blue box, yes, according to IDWR records.
Go to 2007. 2007A, what well is that?
That's Robert Steele. He's out off of Chaparral Road, which is just west of the M3 property. That's this dot here, 2007A.
2007B?
No, A.
No, would you go to 2007?
Oh, go to 2000, yes.
Could you point that well out, please?
Okay, this is a Jill Kohler well. This is 4005 North Eagle Road. That is probably about a mile north of Beacon Light, just off of Eagle Road, just right before you get to the foothills.
And 2007C?
Now, I can't say his name very good. Arcorisi, Tom Arcorisi, he's on Prairie Road, which is off of, from Floating Feather and the old Highway 55, or what they call Horseshoe Bend Road now. He's just maybe a quarter mile east of there.
2007 D.
D?
D is in Dahl.
This is Robert Jones off of 2183 Homer Road. That is this one right here. This is from just west of the intersection of Valentine and Homer.
2007E.
E is the Harmons. They're off of 3660 Falcon Ridge Lane, and it's actually the intersection of Valley High and Falcon Ridge, which is just from the Kohler well, which was right off Eagle Road. It's just maybe a quarter to a half mile west, which would be about from Beacon Light. Beacon Light and Eagle would be about a half mile north and probably close to a half mile west.
2007F?
That is Black Horse Construction. And that's off of 10953 Hanley Place. And that's out off Highway 16, just west of the M3 property.
And 2007G?
This is Larry and Susan Overhalzer. They're also off of Prairie Road, which is just east of Floating Feather and Old Highway 55, or Horseshoe Bend Road. They're actually right next door to the Corsi's.
So that completes 2007 replacement wells in that study area that you did?
Yes, sir.
And that's how many wells were replaced?
In that year, I think it was seven.
Go to 2008.
Okay.
2008, well A.
That's the Eileen Steiner well. She's just off of Peak and Light, about halfway between Eagle and Valentine.
2008 B, B as in Boyd.
Boyd, that's the Bill Lawton well. He's just about probably 300 yards, 400 yards north of the Steiners. He's off of Osprey Road.
2008 C.
That's a Larry Christensen well, 3472 North Valentine. That is probably a little more than a quarter mile north of Beacon Light on Valentine.
2008 D, as in dog.
That is Rick Katuki, and he's off 2070 West Homer Road. From the intersection of Valentine and Homer, I don't even know if it's a quarter mile west of there on Homer Road. Very close to the intersection.
2008 E, as in Evelyn.
That's Chuck Roberts. He's one of the ones that came in and gave public testimony. He's at 2000 Homer Road, which is very close to the one we just looked at. Real close to the intersection of Valentine and Homer Road.
2008 F.
That is Court Hansen off of 3477 Shadow Hills. From Beacon Light and Eagle Road, it's about probably not quite a half mile north and about a quarter mile west. It's very close to the well that IDWR has been monitoring in this area. 32 DBD, I think, is the part of the designator for it.
2008 G.
That is the William George residence. He's at 2636 Edgewood, which is about a mile west of Highway 55, and then maybe a quarter mile south on Edgewood.
2008 H.
Raul Labrador. He's on Rush Road. He's not very far east of Valentine on Rush Lane.
2008 I.
That is David O'Neill, 5735 North Willow Creek Road. That's the one. It's probably about a mile and a half to 2 miles north of Beacon Light on Eagle Road. And Eagle Road turns into Willow Creek Road. It's basically the same road. It just changes names.
2008 J.
This is the Jacksons. They are at 3953 Brookside. That is from the Chevron station and, Beacon Light and Highway 55. They're probably about a half mile north, and they're actually maybe about a quarter mile west of there.
That completes the wells in that study area for 2008 that were replaced.
Yes.
And how many wells was that in 2008?
I believe that was 10.
And so your bar graph shows a total of 20 wells through that study area in 2005 through 2008?
Yes, all totaled up, yeah.
And are those the same as what's reflected on the red, pink, orange dots?
Yes, sir.
We would at this time move to admit exhibit 421, the bar graph, and 424, the map.
Okay, I have one question about the markings on the round dots are those markings, are they cross-references to the numbers that are?
Yes, sir.
Here in this paper document?
Yes, like, for instance, 2005A, the one you're holding up there, that on this doc says 2005-A.
Okay.
So each one of those corresponds to a dot up here.
And so, Mr. Smith, you are moving for the admission of the map itself, or?
Both, the bar graph and the map, they coincide with each other.
And also the contents need to go with it, too.
This document is not yet marked.
No.
Mr. Smith?
We could mark that as an exhibit. I'm afraid I've lost track on our exhibits. I think it may be 429, but I'm not sure of that.
Gene, do you know?
429 or 430.
Yes.
429.
429.
And that's identical to a copy that's been provided to parties and opposing counsel.
Okay. So the document with well logs and the identifiers, the cross-reference to the map, that compilation of documents has been marked as Exhibit 429. And you have moved for the admission again of Exhibits 421 and 424, and I'm assuming you're also moving for the admission of Exhibit 429.
That's Smith. Correct.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, we have no objection to the admission of Exhibit 429, the well drillers reports.
Okay.
However, Exhibit 421, the bar graph, we object to the title dry wells being included. There's been no foundation laid that any of these wells were so-called dry wells. So we would object to the admission of Exhibit 421 on that ground. As to the map, Exhibit 424, we also object to the admission of that exhibit to the extent that it says replacement or dry wells. And we object to the labeling of the pink dots as replacement wells. There was not adequate foundation laid that all of those wells depicted as pink dots were in fact replacement wells. So I could ask some questions in aid of this objection if you would like. I believe the well logs show that there's only 8 of the wells depicted as pink dots that have original well logs and so-called replacement well logs.
Well, Mr. Lawrence, I think I'll receive the exhibits into evidence with those qualifications, and I'll allow you to explore the subject and the fact that there isn't a linkage. So I'll receive them into evidence with that qualification. I'll also ignore the reference that characterizes the wells as dry wells. We talked about that particular subject before. I think there needs to be some information about the characteristics of those wells and whether there was actually water in the well or not to actually characterize them as dry wells. But we'll consider the label replacement well again with the reservation that you've expressed, and I'll allow you to explore that subject on cross-examination. So the documents marked as 421, 424, and 429 are received in evidence with, again, those caveats.
We could strike the word dry from the bar graph and the map legend.
And that would be fine if we wanted to cross it out. Either way, I won't consider the labels as being accurate.
Do you want me to cross it out?
No, it's fine.
I need to write replacement on this
one. Hearing Officer indicated that he's not going to consider the
labels. Okay. All I'm doing is the copy that's going to Mr. Spackman, I'm just putting replacement or...
Yes, go ahead and do it.
Okay, so his is the same.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we would prefer that if you're going to ignore the term dry well, because this is going to be placed in the record, that term just be stricken, crossed out from the exhibits.
Yeah, and I think that's good practice, because if there's a possibility of appeal or something else, it eliminates the confusion. I may understand that, but somebody looking at it may miss that nuance. So let's go ahead and strike the terms off.
Strike dry on this one and this one, okay. And we're talking both the map and the bar graph?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. I'll just draw a couple lines through it, so I guess the C4 is there.
So what do you intend to do, Mr. Smith? Do you intend to give me the copy that Jason Smith is ruling up? And then what, the original of the bar graphs, but you will retain the original of the map itself?
Well, the bar graphs is copied on here.
Oh, all right.
It's all copied, just like you, what you're seeing right now, but it's all on one.
We can either provide you with a map that's hanging up there or that copy, whichever you prefer. Would you need to keep going?
Well, it's a little odd to have one single document with two exhibit markings on it, which I think also lends to itself to confusion. I mean, then somebody will look at this and say, which exhibit is this? I guess I'd almost rather have this document that's hanging if the attached dots will remain attached. I guess that's one of my concerns.
They should now, because that puts Scotch tape on it.
Okay.
If you want, I'll keep that one, and then when we're done, I'll roll this one.
I prefer to have two separate documents rather than a single one with two exhibit marks.
Okay. We can separate it.
Yeah, we can separate that one there.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, further question?
Separate those now?
Well, the ones I have to separate is the one up there, and I'm just going to leave that till I'm done, and then I can roll it up, separate it, and give it to Mr. Spackman.
Would you do that?
You want me to do that now?
Well, why don't we wait until we have a recess, and then we will.
Okay.
That concludes the direct, I believe.
Okay. You have redirect.
Well, I may have, but I thought Mr. Thornton would go next.
Well, I thought what we would do is have you go through your redirect, and then have Mr. Thornton ask any questions he may have, Mr. Edwards, and then we'd come back to the applicants for final cross-examination, Mr. Smith.
That will be fine.
Okay.
Mr. Smith, I believe when you were testifying the last day on June 23rd, you were not allowed to finish your answer regarding municipal wells in the area that were shown on the map. Exhibit 424, would you do that now?
Objection. It's unclear what the question actually is that the witness is going to answer.
Overruled, I think. I mean, I understand that he's attempting to identify on the map what he thinks are municipal wells.
As to the location of those wells, CFS.
Okay, you're talking.
You've already testified to that.
Yeah, you're talking about the green dots.
The green dots.
Okay. All right. Well, remember that the green dots here only show the larger municipal sized wells in that 2005-2008 time frame that we looked at. So there's other wells in here, such as the Lexington Hills, the United Water well that's on the old Crandall Meyer place here off Floating Feather. There's also an old Eagle well on Eagle Road, about a half mile north of State Street, that was DeShazzo's first well when Eagle Ranch was first built. There's also Redwood Creek, which is out near Valentine, approximately Valentine and Highway 44. There's a couple here on, in the Island Woods area of Eagle Island that aren't shown because they were drilled before that timeframe. If we go through, in 2005, the Trellis subdivision, which is near Beacon Light and Highway 16, that well was put in, and it was granted a right at 3.9 CFS. In 06, we had Star Water put in a 5 CFS well off of Floating Feather about halfway between Star Road, and I think that one's Palmer, but it's about a mile northeast of the city of Star. We also had the Legacy and Eagle Field wells put in by Eagle. One of them's 4 CFS, one's 4.9 CFS, and then there was another one put in off just south of Highway 55 and Highway 44. This should actually be a yellow dot. After I talked to Mr. DeShazzo, this is a well that was punched, but they're still building, it's not pumping yet, they're still building the building around it. I talked to him probably 6 weeks ago, and it didn't sound like it was even getting close to where it was going to be pumping yet. So that's actually kind of a mistake. That should be a yellow dot.
Can you tell us where you're indicating there on the map?
It would be just, say, a quarter mile south of Highway 55 and 44.
All right, go ahead.
All right, then in, that was concludes 06 in this area. And then in 07, they drilled the Brookwood well, Eagle did. That was a 3.25 CFS. And then in 08, there was another well put in. It's about where the bypass intersects back into Highway 44 out on the east side of Eagle. That was a 3.5 CFS well that was stuck in there.
Is that Eagle City well?
Yes, I believe so. Remember too that the yellow dots are ones that have been, and this is according to IDWR records, these are wells that have been granted permits, but as of about the end of March, they showed that they had not been punched and were pumping. This is the Dry Creek, I think it's JMM Dry Creek at 5 CFS. That's been granted, is not pumping.
And when you say this is, Jace?
This is off of Dry Creek, about a mile east of Highway 55. The two Avamore wells that have been granted but not drilled and pumping. This is a representative of where they're at, but they're actually, when they propose to drill, they've got certain areas they can drill, and there's actually a pretty big area that they can drill in. So these dots may not be exactly representative of where those wells will go, but it's in one of those sections. And that's 2.5 CFS, so 10 CFS total has been granted to Avamore, but has not been punched and is not pumping. We've got the High Plains Estates, which is just west of the M3 property off of Highway 16, that has one water permit of 1 CFS, and then it has another one of 3.55 CFS. Then we have Monarch Ridge, which is, if you go to the end of the panhandle, what we've been calling the panhandle at M3, go west about a mile, there's a 3.34 CFS well that's been granted for that. Now, what I think is going on here with all these red dots, these wells that have needed replaced, is we've got a lot of different wells here, half of which aren't shown because they're before our time frame that we looked at. And I think that these overlapping cones of depression
objection
between all these wells.
The witness is providing an expert opinion. He's not qualified to use it.
Sustained. Mr. Smith?
All right, if you're giving your opinion as a layman?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead then.
What I believe is happening.
Same objection.
Sustained. Alan Smith, I think he needs to be qualified as an expert to testify regarding these matters of hydrogeology.
Let's go to exhibit 42, figure 6. I believe that's the cost section that you started to testify to on June 23rd.
Figure 5?
Figure 5, yes.
Okay.
You were not allowed to finish your answer, or did you have to finish your answer?
Well, if you look at figure 5, what this is a cross-section of...
Let me find this.
Oh, okay.
I'm in 42.
42, and it's...
42.
Figure 5. Yeah, it's just past tab 4 a little ways.
Okay, so tab 4.
Okay. What this is a HLI drawing, I believe. Yeah, it says down here in the corner. And this is a basically a cross cut of the aquifer we've been calling the Pierce Gulch. And it is a cut from the southwest to the northeast. And what's that showing is what they've spoke to is how the aquifer drops down deeper to the southwest. So is it, remember we've got the fault line that they show that comes through approximately right here. And then we have a green line that takes off and kind of takes off to the north, well, actually west and just a little bit north. And what this does is, according to what they've found, is it's deeper down here in the southwest corner. As it comes to the northeast, it gets shallower. And as it comes to this green line, it either comes up to ground level or very close to that. So the part in the north and northeast is a shallower or higher elevation part than the part down here in the southwest. So as we increase demand...
Objection. The witness is attempting again to give expert testimony. He's not qualified as an expert.
I think that's probably the case. I'll withhold on the ruling, but Mr. Lawrence, I want you to jump in. So proceed, Mr. Jason Smith, but my guess is that you're testifying regarding hydrogeology and you're not qualified as an expert. Proceed.
Okay. So from what HLI has determined, the aquifer is deeper here, and it trends...
You're indicating where now?
Be the southwest, let's just say towards the star area. It's deeper in the star general area and along the river than it is up in the M3 and the North Eagle area, because it's kind of... It swoops down to the southwest, I believe, is the term that they...
That's according to that figure 5?
Yeah, figure 5, exhibit 42. That's why we believe that this is showing up as a lot more replaced wells.
Objection. Once again, the witness is not qualified as an expert in hydrogeology.
Sustained. Mr. Alan Smith.
Could we have a moment, please?
Sure.
I don't believe we have any further redirect.
Okay.
At this time.
Okay, Mr. Thornton. Questions?
Yeah.